Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Here, Bert Show.
So both Melissa and... How you doing back there, Bert? You okay?
Yeah. When did we start the show? How did I get here?
Pumpkin. Have you heard anything about Hayden yet?
Not yet. No, okay. They haven't called. You know about this, Jen?
I heard a little bit yesterday on my way home, yeah.
Okay. Nothing update, really. Haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, Hayden auditioning for a role in a movie and hadn't heard back yet.
It wasn't even so much an audition. They just brought him in, really, and looked at him and said, you look like the kid version of one of the adults that's in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Which makes me think he has a better shot.
That's what we were thinking, too. I mean, if it's based only on looks,
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? So we'll see if the next couple of days.
Because it's cool to watch a movie where you see the, you know... flashbacks of an actor and that they cast him by. I mean, it's neat to see. Like, wow, they really do look like a young version of
blah. Could be the kid version of Luke Wilson.
Of Luke?
Ooh. Don't you think Hayden would look like the kid version of that?
They're only filming, I think, like another week here in town is what I heard. So
I heard.
We would get the call pretty quick, I think, if it's going to happen.
Or, you know what it could be? I was reminded of this because a friend of mine who listens online sent an email to remind me that when he was a child, he was cast like that. Somebody knew his mom was like a caterer on a movie set, and he came with her one day. And they said, oh, my God. And so they cast him. He did no live action acting scenes. What they did is they took pictures of him wearing like clothes from the 60s. And the movie took place in the 80s. And the star was 25 years old. So they took the pictures like 50s and 60s of him like on playgrounds and other kids. So he was in the movie.
Like in the house with
He was the child version of that, but like it was for a montage at the beginning where they were looking through photo albums.
Oh, that's cool.
That'd be great. As long as daddy gets paid, I don't care what his role is.
Wait, what do you mean, daddy? It's Hayden's working.
What are you talking about? You know how much money I've invested into that kid already? It's payback time. 7 years old.
Hey, Hayden, if you're listening, the state that your father's in now, you could get whatever you want.
Yeah, right.
If I were you, I would actually go to the bank as him today. So Melissa and Jen both are going through they have their separate struggles.
Yeah, well, I had mentioned...
making life changes.
Trying. I mentioned a couple weeks ago how, you know, it's been a slow progression, but Katie and I saw the movie Food Inc. last year, and it's a movie about the food industry and how, you know, they kind of manipulate live animals in order to get more produce in the stores. And so it's just kind of gross. And so we...
Product?
To have more product, to have more meat on the animals and that kind of thing. So it's definitely worth seeing. I mean, of course, some may think it's just a propaganda film, you know, by the, you know, left-wing liberals. And, you know, so but it's worth seeing just to make your own judgment. But so Katie and I thought, well, you know, it's probably worth just... We don't have a lot of vegetables in our meals because we always tend to be very heavy meat and not as much vegetables and fruits like you're supposed to. So over the course
You're both Southern girls,
right? Southern girls,
yeah. Meat and potatoes.
Yes, right. And so we slowly over time kept talking about, well, maybe we should try to be vegetarians. Maybe we should try to be vegetarians. And it was harder for her to think of the concept than me. And then we decided about a month or so.
That's like a meal. Like there's no such thing as a meal if the meat's not
in the
middle of it.
If there's no meat. Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, it is, and especially, yes, if you're a typical Southern food junkie, then that is just, it's just very hard transition. And so, so Katie and I, about a month or so ago, decided that we were going to do it. We're going to pull the trigger on it. And, you know, what has happened is pretty much what I thought would happen is the food preparation part, you know, like because Katie usually cooks dinner. And then I said my end of the bargain would be like with the raw vegetables and everything and the fruits that I would take care of those and I would chop those up and I would have those, you know, in the fridge for us to eat for lunch or whatever.
So you'll bring home the big bag of fruit and then make a little fruit salad container for every day.
And do all the vegetables and chop all the vegetables and that way you can make your salads or whatever. And we were good about it. We were successful with it the first week. You know what I mean?
That's good.
But it's...
Did you miss the meat that week?
Frankly, I'm a little surprised it's taken this long. I applaud you for going four minutes into this conversation.
Say, right? Yes, Marissa has been missing the meat for 40 years, Jen.
I am having an adult conversation with Jen and Wendy right now, Jeffrey, okay?
Way to show some restraint, Jeff. I was actually timing it. We started the break at 9:16, and it took you to 9:20.
Honestly, not so much.
If you're really...
If you are not hungry, I mean, if the thing is, if you have a balanced meal and you're eating your food, then if there are portions that you're used to eating that you don't have on your plate anymore, then you don't tend to miss it, Jeff. Anyway,
so if you've never had the meat, then you don't miss meat.
See,
is what she's saying.
But I really like meat. Right. So I think I would miss it.
I would definitely not recommend this for you.
You guys have no idea how hard it is for me not to say that's what she said 92 times in this whole conversation.
But I will say that something that I found, I'm just going to move on. Something that I found frustrating when I was on dialysis and had food restrictions is the same as now, is that if you were trying to eat healthy, it is very difficult to find a place where you can get fast food healthy.
You know what I mean?
So like if you don't have your food prepared at home and then you're on your way home and you're starving, then you're going to end up going into a place where we have bad food rather than good food.
What's the name of that place now? In Prado Shopping Center that's supposed to be like really healthy fast food?
Evos.
There's Evos, yeah.
Evos?
And where's that again? Healthy fast
food? But they still have, what they do is they have like burgers and fries, but instead of like cooking the burger on a grill with the grease, like it's an air, they air bake it or air fry it, I think it's called. The French fries are the same thing. It's, acceptable.
Are you guys going like convenient vegetarian? Are you going full on no fish, no meat, no chicken, no nothing?
No, we were doing full on vegetarian.
Full on.
And even with the consideration of vegan with the dairy thing,
which is very difficult.
I mean, it just
because I know people that call themselves pescatarians, which means they eat fish.
There's
different levels. I was curious on a scientific level because I go to Piedmont Hospital to get my labs done like every month, right? So I thought, well, if I do this and I go hardcore, I can see the results immediately. Because I go get my lab work done all the time. I have to say that the past week with my birthday and family in town and everybody going to restaurants and everybody, I've fallen off the vegetarian bandwagon.
What did you fall off with first? Red meat, chicken, or fish?
I think it was fish.
Fish.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I tell you why I'm not
sold. Then you went to the tweener drug chicken.
Then I went to the tweener drug chicken.
And then you went full blown red meat and said, give me
steak.
A damn steak.
The gateway drug.
Yeah. And then the big old chocolate cake and this cake and that cake, you know, or whatever. So, yeah, I'm not been eating very well the past week.
If you could show me like a vegan that looked like a 20 something year old version or a 30 year old version of Taylor Lautner, then I would be interested in it. But every vegan you ever meet,
Looks a little gaunt.
They just walked out of a concentration camp or something like that. They never look healthy.
Well, and I think a lot of times vegetarians end up eating junk food because it's not meat, but you know, it's still not.
See, that's my thing is I don't.
The thing is, there's more junk food options than you would imagine if you're vegetarian and you're starving.
Yeah,
that's what you go for, and that's what's quick.
And a lot of vegetarians say, "Oh well, pasta. I'm going to just do the pasta thing. I'm going to eat pasta and rice all the time.
You blow up like a balloon."
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to take it like seriously to where it's try to eat as naturally as possible. And what you're meant to eat, and not just, and we're not doing it just because this is no meat, so we're going to eat this. You know, we're trying to actually incorporate more fruits and vegetables in our diet, and then giving ourselves leeway.
I commend you for trying it.
That's tough,
but you have to prepare. And I've gotten a lot of emails and a lot of Facebook messages from people talking about, you know, about this issue, but it is, I am a lazy cook. I don't cook. And so it is very difficult. If I don't spend a Sunday doing nothing but chopping vegetables, then I can't do it, you know?
Hey, Dr. Michael, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Doing good. Just taking my daughter to preschool and headed in and heard your show and came to realize that one of the things that everybody seems to miss out on is the fact that having a wellness clinic up in Woodstock, we found that the blood type has an enormous, plays an enormous factor in what's going on with a person's diet.
Wasn't there a book written about this a couple of years ago? It was like a diet as a diet that fits every blood type. Like if you're O positive, then there are certain foods you're supposed to eat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right?
I've never heard of that.
That is correct. And what we found is, like, for instance, if you're an O positive, there's a really good chance that if you eat breads and pastas, you're going to end up with a migraine.
Okay.
Oh. Really? I
didn't know. Vegetarians and vegans do really, really well if they have an A blood type, but if you're an O positive, you're going to look like you just came out of a concentration camp.
Really? So it does make a difference.
It's really quite fascinating, but the book is called Eat Right for Your Type, and we do it with all of our patients because we deal with a lot of, you know, serious health conditions. And it's amazing what will happen when you simply change diets. Because, you know, grilled chicken's good for everybody. Oh, not necessarily.
Yeah, people swear by this book. People that have been on this book, and it's been effective for swear by this book.
Tell me one more time. I'm going to Google it.
Eat right for your type, he said.
And again, the meat thing is just, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's just the way that it's processed. It's just the way that, you know, it's not that I'm going to join, it's not that I'm going to join PETA and I'm going to, and it's, you know, that it's for animal rights, even though, I mean, it's a part of that, but it is just, you know, if you are a big company and you want more people to buy your product, then you need more of the product. And it's easy if you're making a widget. But if you are, if you have a chicken farm, then how are you going to get more chicken, you know, meat to your customers? Well, you manipulate the chicken. And that's what I don't trust.
That's what she said.
Well, and as a consumer, I try to buy and eat organic a lot, but it's so much more expensive to do so. Like, I was literally just in the grocery store like two nights ago pulling out chicken, and they had like a sale on like regular, you know, a whole regular chicken was like maybe $2.50 a pound. So that's pretty affordable. When I went to go get the organic one, like it was more like $6 a pound.
And the reason is because
I paid $12 to get the organic chicken versus I would have paid
$4 or $5
to get and both of them were whole chickens.
But
the organic chicken lived in a penthouse at the Four Seasons in
The organic chicken is sitting there with maybe a dozen other chickens where you're looking at, I mean, a nasty environment for the one you'd get $2 for.
I know, so I paid the money for it, but still a lot of people can't afford to go that route, you know?
Just watch Food Inc. and then see what, you know, because there's even the issue with beef and corn-fed and grass-fed. Just saying. I mean, it's just, it will change the way you think about food.
Bert, we're not going to get to the call, but Jessica has been a vegetarian for 14 years. She's 24 years old, and she does not look too skinny.
Well, I'm creepy if I ask her to send a picture, so will you ask her?
Is she vegetarian or vegan?
Hey, Jessica, are you vegetarian or vegan?
Actually, I'm lactose intolerant, and I just had a 10-pound baby.
And I
do weigh 95 pounds, but I'm only 5 foot.
And you think you look healthy?
I think I look healthy. If you want, I can send you a picture.
Send it to Jeff, and he'll forward it to me.
Awesome.
You want her wearing anything in particular, Bert, or wearing a wig, or holding anything special?
You write whatever you want.
Hey, Jessica, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, we've got an update coming up in just a couple minutes from Frankie. The townhouse situation is this close to being over. Frankie spoke to the owner of the house. She thinks she knows why there is a guy creeping around behind there. She doesn't know the guy.
Really?
But she was going to look into it for Frankie. This close! He's got the update next. Bird Show Q100.
The Bird Show. Q100. Get it? The Bird Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
What do one of the world's top food cities, a nationally celebrated zoo and science museum, and a Condé Nast Traveler Top 10 Best Big City in the Country have in common? Yes, it's Columbus. This isn't just a stop on the map. It's where award-winning flavors, unforgettable family moments, and big city buzz come together. Let's be honest, Columbus is turning heads. For top-of-the-line discoveries in your own backyard, visit experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.